94.5 Kayski with Bleachers and Roller Coaster from their first album. Their new one will be out on June 2nd called Gone Now. Bleachers, really just one person, so I don't know why I speak of them in plural. But Spoon before that with Hot Thoughts. And in the studio with me this morning at 8:33, Hadley from the ERC.
Hey.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
You brought along a couple people. They're sitting there very nervously. Don't be nervous. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And we've got a couple people from the Wood River High School Mountain Bike Club team, the captains.
So I'm Luke Dean.
I'm
to meet you.
You too.
So this weekend, like we were talking earlier, it doesn't seem like it's been a year.
I know. Although it was a tough winter, so that makes
sense. It's like because of the tough winter. Because of all the snow that we got, cleanup is going to be, it's not going to be just a one-day thing. This is the beginning of it.
Yeah, and some people have already been out cleaning up. There were some high school students that cleaned the bike path and picked up a huge amount of trash on the bike path as well.
I know that the fifth graders from Bellevue were going to be doing it today, I think.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yep, I'm going to go down there later today and kick them off. So
those are my kids, the weather watchers of the fifth graders. Oh. They come in on Fridays, and that's the only reason I know why fifth graders are picking up along the bike path between Bellevue and Haley.
Yeah, that'll be fun. They do it every year, and they're a huge part of the event. So
I remember a couple years ago, because I've been doing this a while, I was on my scooter turning into South Woodside where I live, and all of a sudden, all these kids started screaming my name, and I'm just like, what's going on? And they all had bags and stuff. And I was real out. I know you and you and you and you and you. So I kind of get used to, because I like my anonymity.
Okay.
That's one of the things I like about radio is nobody knows what I look like. And I've kind of keep that. I'm not a very public person.
So now you have lots of fifth graders.
Right, exactly.
You.
And now they're all in middle school and working their way into high school as well. So, you know, I don't know how much longer I can hide.
But you've got your own fan club now.
I don't want a fan club. I like having friends, you know. It's just, you know. But we've got the clean sweep going on this weekend, Saturday. Now, let's go through this. Where is everybody gonna join in?
Yeah, so we actually have three different locations throughout the valley. So Ketchum will meet at the ERC office, and which is 471 Washington Avenue. Haley will meet at KB's in Haley. And then Bellevue is at Memorial Park, so between Cedar and Elm Streets.
And last year we had about 300 people show up?
Yeah. There were, I think, maybe around 200 plus the Bellevue kids. I think Kaya and Luke also participated in the event last year, and they're continuing this year. So that's really exciting.
And how did you guys get involved in this? Just decided one day, I'm going to go clean.
Well, being part of the bike team, our coach, Joel Zellers, had suggested that it would be a good thing to participate in, especially since Croy Road is the road off of which our practice area is located.
Right.
And so Croy Road is kind of our thoroughfare, and we wanted to keep it as clean as possible.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Just so you don't have to go like, oh, look at that stuff as it's blowing down the street.
Well, seeing it this year, there's already much more garbage on it than there was last year. I can see litter on the side, and I'm excited to get out there again.
And that's, like I was mentioning, this winter, you know, because of the amount of snow, you know, people tend to, you know, and it's not necessarily always an intentional thing. People put their trash cans out, they get knocked over, gets covered up with snow. You know, and then it happens again. It gets covered up with snow, and then in the spring, you just kind of go like, "Where did all this garbage come from?"
Yeah, well, and last year they picked up 750 pounds on Croy, so just Croy alone, which is incredible. So,
right. How much would you say in the bags that get picked up? How much would you say gets picked up every year, or in the past couple of years?
Yeah, it's been, I know that when Clean Sweep first started, they filled up huge dump trucks.
Right.
And now we have a lot of more micro trash. So, you know, like cigarette butts and small plastic. But we still pick up, a couple tons probably at least.
How many bags do you give away is the question.
Yeah. Well, in Ketchum we had around 60 people, and in Haley we had about 100 or so. And then in Bellevue it tends to be a little bit smaller, and each of them gets a bag or two, and they fill up, 2 to 3 bags per team. So,
and not only is it, you know, a chance for everybody to kind of chip in and, you know, do their part, there's also fun.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys want to speak to that at all.
You've got notes. I don't know many people who come here with notes.
I did bring notes. I hate being unprepared, and I still feel that way. But I will talk a bit about last year. I had a great experience last year. We were able to fill up more than fill up, actually, my coach's entire trailer full of bags.
Wow.
It was fantastic, and it was a beautiful day. It's looking to be that way again this year, and I think my favorite part was lunch with all my friends provided by the ERC at the end.
Right. And this year's going to be at KB's?
Yeah, KB's. So KB's and Haley and KB's and Ketchum are both providing lunches to all the participants. And then we have, you know, best team spirit prizes and most unique item found. I'm trying to think of some,
and that,
like...
that's got to be kind of the fun thing is, like, you're looking for something that's weird. It's just go like, well, what is this?
Yeah, they're definitely, every year, there are definitely some, like, really interesting things.
What would you say last year was the most interesting thing that you found?
Oh, mine.
Yeah,
well, there was one that someone picked up. It was a letter to their father in jail, drifting along the side of Croy Road.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Somebody probably didn't mean to lose that. That's not something you throw out the window.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird. Like, people find credit cards and cell phones. And...
Well, like I said, you know, people lose things. It's not always an intentional littering situation. Things drop out of people's pockets or... out of envelopes.
Yep.
So, what? Give me the hours for these things.
Yeah.
So I was just looking at the forecast for Saturday.
I know. I'm still crossing my fingers.
Well, the thing is if anything's going to happen, it's going to be in the afternoon or the evening. But it's going to be warm. 64 in Ketchum, 70 in Haley, and you know,
it's going to be so nice.
And they keep, at the beginning of this week, Friday was supposed to be a wash.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, and then they said, well, Saturday, you know, it looks like it's going to rain all day. Now it's in the afternoon. We're hoping that we can just push it on back to Sunday.
Yeah. Put those vibes out there. But yeah, registration starts at 9 at all the locations. And then everyone picks up until about 11:30. Then we come back for lunch.
That's a highly concentrated amount of time to pick up, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're... When I was a kid, we used to do it in Anchorage, Alaska. It was an all-day thing.
Oh, wow.
And so. They basically gave you... They didn't just give you a couple bags. You could go back. I remember because... what they did was, if I remember correctly, there was a bike involved.
Ah.
And if you basically, for every bag that you brought in, you got a ticket. And then there was a raffle at the end of the day to raffle off a bike for each school. Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, maybe I should think about that. Yeah. Where the ERC is going to be 25 next year.
Well, that's
so
a good way to celebrate.
That would be a good, fun way to celebrate.
That's a good way to celebrate, you know. And I mean, you pay it. Not that you need to bribe people to do this, because you obviously get a pretty substantial amount of people doing this. But, you know, it's good to have a reward system.
Yeah. No, I think that's what makes it fun with the different prizes and free lunch and, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's a highly concentrated thing where you're not giving up a majority of your day. You're putting in a couple hours to clean up your street.
Yeah, exactly.
So it starts at 9, goes to 11:30, then people meet, and there's a little soiree.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in Ketchum. We have a little lunch in Ketchum, and then Haley and Bellevue come together at KB's.
Right.
So, and they have a fun little time down there, too.
And you've got prizes are given out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you give out prizes for? How do you do that?
Yeah, well, we clean sweep is possible due to the generosity of so many different community organizations. And so we have different, like, often for team prizes, we have pizzas so that the whole team can go together and celebrate their good work. And people keep track of how many bags they pick up, you know, how many team members there are. And then we just do a quick little calculation. And then for the most unique prize, we usually have kind of an audience clap-o-meter. So
bring out the weird stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely the
And
best
if you give
part.
give out a pizza, everybody should keep track of how many bags they do, and the people who do the most bags get the most pizza.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah,